The prospect of an airport for central Otago may be one step closer after an initial assessment. It's in very early days, but the idea is already prompting strong debate among the local community. Project Director Michael Singleton joins me now to tell us what this preliminary assessment has found. Hi, Michael.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Nice to chat to you. Where has this idea come from?
Look, the idea of new airports or different ranges of looking at connectivity in central Otago has been going on for many years now. But look, this probably started back in 2018 when it was being looked at more closely. And look, it was our airlines who invited a conversation around getting some new connectivity into that area. You know, it's one of the fastest growing areas in New Zealand. And they were concerned that they were running out of runway, if you like, and running out of capacity into the future. So for us, we decided to take a look at that.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, Queenstown and Wanaka are both central Otago, right?
Yes, yes they are.
And they each have airports already. Yeah.
Yes. And there are, you know, there are challenges that sit within those airports. So our thinking is not at the stage instead of Queenstown. This is something that can operate alongside Queenstown and deals with that shortage of capacity they're likely to have into their future.
For people who don't know the area well, can you tell us about the site you're looking at?
Yeah, so Tarras is located, it's about 25 kilometres east of Wanaka at the top of Lake Dunstan, so the same distance from Cromwell and about 80, 90 kilometres from Queenstown. So it's a really interesting connection point in the middle of the region. And it's a good, it's a good flat site, so away from some of the more mountainous terrain that exists around there as well.
And just to clarify, so sorry, I don't know that area as well as I might, but as I said, isn't there an airport in Wanaka 20 or 25 kilometres away?
There is. There is some capacity constraints on what Wanaka will be able to do. And look, also, Wanaka is a fast-growing community. And one of the things you think about when you're planning an airport is that need to get alongside, not right on top of communities. And that was a challenging conversation that's happened there over the last couple of years as well.
Okay. So, I mean, it would be about as close to Wanaka as the Dunedin airport is to Dunedin. The idea maybe that it might eventually become the major airport for that town?
For that area, yes. You know, it connects to a number of other locations very centrally as well.
What have you found looking at the site? How's it looking?
Look, so we're encouraged by what we've found. We've spent probably the last 6 months with a range of specialists looking at that. It says that it's got really good operational capacity at this stage. It says you can get a runway in there at least 2.2 kilometres of length, which would make that the third longest, or perhaps excluding Invercargill, but the third longest runway in New Zealand. So, and with capability to look at more over time if that's where airlines were looking to head. So, really good, pleasing, encouraging early signs.
So it's not just an airport, but a real kind of future possibility for a major hub by the sounds of things.
Look, you're certainly looking, you're asking what are the community's needs into that next 50 years rather than today. So we think it's a good location to connect up a number of regions in the centre of that region rather than being at the end of a spoke, if you like.
What do the locals think?
Look, there's a range of views in there, as you would expect. There's some, who have put a pretty firm stake in the ground and said, as far as they're concerned, it's a never. And look, we've got some at the other end of that spectrum who are saying, hurry up and get on with it. But then there's a bunch of people in the middle who are really curious to find out more. You know, we often hear from people in that area who want to find out, and these are people who have been there for generations, who are curious about what opportunities this will bring. They often talk about the lack of opportunity for people to stay in the region or come home. So they're very curious about, jobs and opportunities for them.
Where does it go from here?
So So early days. This is a this is a small step. It's a solid step, but it's a long journey. We've got a lot of work to do. This is a preliminary assessment. So the experts get back working. They get into fine tuning some of the aeronautical work they're doing, and alongside that, we've got a lot of other work streams in play around transport, the environment. You know, there's a lot of things that you need to do while you're thinking about this. Look, and there's no fixed, there's no fixed opening date for this. We're working through a, a very thorough process to establish the possibility of this.
Very good. And if people want to tell you that they're for or against or find out more, what's the story?
Look, we've set up a communication means throughout. So obviously, we've got we've got websites and the usual tools. We communicate with the community. We spend a bit of time in it. Airports are always pretty easy to find if you've got something to say or want to share your views. People know where we are. So and people do, and that's great. People have shared a lot of views around this.
All right, nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Lovely. Thanks, Jesse.